Blog Talk Radio.
That I know we got some special stuff going on. I mean, I am excited about some information I got that's possibly going to change the MMA and boxing and the state of Arkansas. I'm excited about the information I've got. I'm going to try to hold off as long as possible. That's how excited I am. All I know is that we are working on a show, hopefully here within the next couple of weeks, maybe this coming week, maybe the next week, that we're going to dedicate solely talking about it's basically got to do with the Arkansas State Athletic Commission and the way it's being run. And so we're working on a special show that we're going to dedicate just for that. I'm hoping that to set up that show, we might have transferred over to the hour show. We're looking at going to an hour show. It's going to take sponsors and advertisers to be able to get it done. But it's big. So anyway, once again, it is Friday night, so let's get to the notepad. And notepad is kind of light tonight, as it is every Friday night. But I know there's some fights over at Tulsa, Oklahoma, at the Hard Rock Casino, Battleground MMA, Cassina, Kill Switch, Katron is fighting over that. I keep pronouncing it. I can't remember if it's Katron or Katron. If somebody knows, give me a call. And let me know. The phone lines are open, 347-326-9073. We got the chat room here at Blog Talk Radio. It's up. It's running. So if there's something you want to talk about on there, make sure to state your status. And we got our email up and running now, thegregsquirrelshow@yahoo.com. If you want to comment on something you hear us talking about on the show tonight, you are more than welcome. Hey, we are interactive. So the more fans we got calling in, the better this thing is going to work. You know, once again, like I was saying, if you are a business owner or a manager and you're interested in advertising on the Greg Squirrel Show, all you got to do is give us a call or send us an email, and we will get back in touch with you, and we will talk about it. And we'll get you some advertising on the Greg Squirrel Show, because we're really wanting to go to an hour. You know, there's been two nights this week that we've had some guests that we were talking about some exciting stuff, and I really didn't want to cut them off, but because of the limitations on our time, we're only on a 30-minute show right now. We had to go ahead and cut them off. But Brian the Spartan Pappas, Stacy Goodnight Goodson, we're going to get them back on this show. You know, as well as our other guests. I mean, I've had some great guests, great shows this week. So we're just excited about getting this going on. So let's go ahead and let me flip a page over here. One thing I love about computers is it's all, you know, flip a page here, flip a page there. So anyway, let's get to the notepad and let's talk about what's going on. Sad news to start off the show tonight. Professional boxer Omar Henry, 25-year-old, was 12-0 and I believe 1 or 2 knockouts. I can't remember what his true record was. I'll look it up here in just a second. He's passed away from gallbladder cancer at 25 years old. If you're involved with an organization like that that's helping fund cancer research, I definitely invite people to please donate, get involved. We need to wipe out cancer. 25-year-old is way too young. 10 years old is definitely way too young to die from cancer. But, yeah, our thoughts and prayer go out to Omar Henry and his family. 7 days short of his 26th birthday. That's what was so bad. His birthday would have been February 8th. He would have been 26. So he was 12-0-1. You know, it sounds like he had a great future ahead of him. I hadn't had a chance to see Omar fight, but it sounds like he was well on his way. So let's keep Omar Henry's family in your thoughts and prayers. And you know, that's tough. It's tough talking about it. It's tough reading about it when you go back and look over the, you know, when you look at the aspects of his life. So anyway, let's move on. Chris Cyborg Santos, she is still barking, and she is barking big time at Ronda Rousey. She's basically offering to do the fight for free. She's admitting that there's no way that she can drop down to Ronda. I think Ronda Rousey fights at 135. Cyborg fights at 145. She's admitted there's just no way for her to drop down that much weight. But she says if she wants to fight Santos, or she's even willing to fight for free if Rousey would be willing to fight at a catch weight to around 140. I want to see this fight happen. And Dana White in Cyborg is even saying this, that basically Dana White is protecting Ronda Rousey. And I hate to admit it, I'm partial to agree with it. With everything I've been reading and everything, and Dana White has even gone as far as saying that Chris Cyborg wants no part of Ronda Rousey. Well, I'm sorry, if Ronda Rousey, or if if Santos, the cyborg, didn't want a part of Ronda Rousey, then why is she making all this noise? You know, this fight needs to happen one way or the other. I think this fight needs to happen. Dana has said, Dana White, he has even said, let Rousey have a couple of fights at a heavier weight around 140 to see if she's comfortable. And if she is comfortable, then he would seriously consider making this fight happen. So, be interesting to see how that happens. So, we'll just let things go from there and pretty much just, you know, just see what happens. But, yeah, I mean, Santos, she is barking loud, and she wants this thing to happen. So, I guess it just goes back to that fact is we're just going to find out how confident Ronda Rousey is in herself. So we'll let that go. Let's talk PGA Golf. Waste Management Open is taking place this weekend. I'm ready for the weekend. Phil Mickelson. Phil Mickelson's looking good, and I'm normally not a Mickelson fan. I'll be the first to admit it. I appreciate the man's skills and everything, but there's just been too many times that Phil has been playing good and then he's choked. So I'm still kind of reserved. He's got a 4-stroke lead going into the weekend. He shot a 6-under today, which put him at 17-under for the tournament. But he was showing a little bit of sporadicness. So, once again, it's just going to see if Phil can keep his marbles and hold on to his brain. Breaking news, and this is just now coming across my news line. Major Applewhite, University of Texas offensive coordinator, has admitted that he had an inappropriate relationship with a student. And I am reading this straight off the internet. I did not have time to prepare for this, so hold with me because this just came across my news line. Applewhite made a regretful decision resulting in behavior that was totally inappropriate. It was a one-time occurrence. It was a personal matter. And the incident happened at the 2009 Fiesta Bowl. Major Applewhite engaged in inappropriate consensual behavior with an adult student one time during the 2009 Fiesta Bowl activities. So, boom. That, you know, that's in the big news coming out. The Texas Athletic Department. Once again, DeLoss Dodds, athletic director for the University of Texas, after learning of his behavior, I took immediate action to review the situation. We promptly initiated an inquiry with assistance from the university's legal affairs office and other units outside of athletics. Major admitted his inappropriate conduct, and he has been disciplined. In determining appropriate discipline, we analyzed the fact and circumstances surrounding the behavior and its relation to job responsibility. Major has fully accepted his discipline, including counseling. We have high standards in behavior and expect our staff and coaches to adhere to them in all aspects of their life. I believe that the appropriate discipline was taken in this case. So there you go. Now, my question is, and I am going to kind of harken back to the University of Arkansas situation with Coach Bobby Petrino, who had an affair with one of his secretaries or something. Everybody probably knows the story by now. Got in a motorcycle accident. Come to find out his little girlfriend was on the bike with him. And so I still feel, until somebody proves to me that it didn't happen, they could say what they want. Jeff Long said it didn't happen. And other people have said it wasn't. But I honestly feel that that at the time that they fired Bobby Petrino, there was an offer on the table for Bobby Petrino to remain coach at the University of Arkansas. But because of his pride and everything, he refused the offer. I still feel that. Nobody could tell me otherwise unless they have something in writing that's from the athletic department that said, no, this was not true. I am always going to feel Bobby Petrino could have remained our head coach, but he would have had to accept some penalties, some punishments, some fines, whatever. But his pride cost him his job at the University of Arkansas. So that's that. Anyway, like I say, Major Applewhite, offensive coordinator, University of Texas, has admitted to a inappropriate relationship with an adult student. Mm-hmm. You know, I heard the young lady that was, I can't remember the girl's name, I'm sorry, but I understood the young lady who was involved in the affair with Coach Petrino. They even offered to fly her first class to her new job, and she refused. She told Jeff Long that she only rode coach. Anyway, let's move on. Former NFL great. Let's talk some NASCAR. NASCAR mixed in with a little football. Former NFL great Bill Romanowski has become minority owner of Swan Racing, that builds cars for David Streamy. Hey, folks, you know, it's silly season, okay? It's starting to get crazy. Daytona is less than 2 weeks away, I believe. And so we're going to start hearing some more news out of Daytona. And, you know, like I mentioned last night, you know, even if they wanted to move the race to the last race of the season, you know, that way you open at Daytona, you end at Daytona, which I think it should be. But every other championship, make that your championship race, should it need be. Because, you know, NFL doesn't have the Super Bowl at the beginning of the season. Basketball, they have their playoffs at the end. You know, why? This is supposed to be NASCAR's biggest race, and yet they have it at the beginning of the season. You know, I don't know if it has to do with the track or whatever, but I feel if they really want to make Daytona Motor Speedway special again, have your race at the beginning of the season. I don't have the schedule here in front of me. Well, matter of fact, yes, I do. I can answer that in a heartbeat. I do not believe that Daytona is part of the race for the chase. For all you non-NASCAR fans out there, the last 10 races of the season, I believe it is. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. The last 10 races of the season, they are to crown the champion. They accumulate points during the season, and like the top 12, I believe it is, are eligible to compete for the championship. Everybody else is just racing to be racing. But you have your top 12, and they're racing for the championship. And knowing I'm looking at the schedule, and if I'm looking at the right races, Daytona, which is one of the bigger tracks on there, is not part of the race for the chase. I think it should be. You got Talladega, you got Martinsville, you got Texas Motor Speedway, Phoenix, Homestead, Charlotte, Kansas, Dover, New Hampshire, Chicagoland, and I believe Richmond. So what would hurt, you know, if they wanted to add another race, why not put Daytona in there at the end? Because normally, if I remember correct, the last two or three seasons hasn't even made it to the final race. I know like last year, I believe it was decided by the final race at Texas. This year, that race is on November 3rd. So, I mean, Daytona wasn't even a part of the scenario. But like I say, I still believe, you know, if they really want to make the Daytona 500 special again, put it at the input. If they want to keep it at the start, that's fine. But, you know, let's put it at the end of the season. Make that race special again. So, you know, that's my comment on that. Some people may agree with me. Some people may not. But I've just always questioned, why has Daytona never been a part of the Race for the Chase, as they call it? Once again, phone lines are open, 347-326-9073, brought to us by Cherokee Entertainment. For all your mobile DJ needs, mobile DJ and karaoke needs, if you're in the Northwest Arkansas, Kansas, Arkansas, Texas, Oklahoma, and you need a mobile DJ or karaoke services, contact Cherokee Entertainment, 479-236-1007. Phone number, 479-236-1007. And book your DJ for that special event. Once again, our phone lines are open, 347-326-9073, 347-326-9073. We're going to hop over into chat room, see if anybody's saying hi. We got one guest in the chat room. We're going to say hello to them in the chat room. I have no idea who it is. I hope they say hi back. They're probably listening if they are in the chat room. And once again, we also got our email up and running, thegregsquirrelshow@yahoo.com. So if you want to comment on anything you hear on any of our shows, you can make a comment on our email. You can even go back to Blog Talk Radio and listen to the archive. We archive re-record our shows, so you can go back, listen to them anytime you want. And if you want to scream, shout, call me little names, you know, that's definitely your prerogative. I don't take it personal. Kind of like Patrick Swayze, he said in Roadhouse when he's talking to the bouncers and he says, you know, it's just a job. Don't take it personal. The one bouncer says, well, what if somebody called my mama a whore? Patrick Swayze looks at him and says, is she? So, it's just a job. I ain't going to get mad at somebody for disagreeing with me. It makes for good conversation. So, anyway, if there's something I mentioned that you want to talk about, feel free to come on in the chat room. Feel free to call in, 347-326-9073. Or, once again, you can even comment on my personal Facebook page, Gregory Squirrel. Feel free to make a comment on there. And, you know, we're working on making this show. We're excited about the prospect of going to an hour. So, and in order for us to be able to do that, we're going to need sponsors. So, you know, we're excited about going to an hour. But you know, to be able to do that, we're going to need advertisers. We're going to be we're going to need sponsors. Cherokee Entertainment, they've already popped up, said, hey, we would be more than happy to be a sponsor. So that's why I gave them a plug just now. And so that's what it's all about. Hopefully we're going to have the technology, once we get things really going, that we can actually have real commercials. You know, I enjoy being able to plug my sponsors, plug the businesses that support the show. But hopefully once things get up and running and we get the new equipment, that we'll be able to play actual. It will sound big time right here on the Gregory Squirrel Show. So anyway, what else was I wanting to mention? Okay. We are working on a big show. And I'm hoping we can hold it off till we go an hour. Because as everybody, any fighter, whether it be boxer or MMA, promoters, everybody knows there's been some serious issues in the state of Arkansas. And you can even talk to Bryant Pappas and Stacy Goodson. We're going to have them back on the show next week. But I just received some exciting news that, I think it's exciting news because I've had issues with the lady, and she is not a pleasant person. Lydia Robertson, head of the Arkansas State Athletic Commission, her reappointment is coming up. I believe they said either June or July. Let me see if I can find that information. It's either June or July. Let's see here. Basically what it is this lady has mentioned on more than one occasion that she does not want MMA in the state of Arkansas. The reason being she does not want MMA in the state of Arkansas is because in the past she has been associated with Tough Man contest. And that's why she hates MMA, because it has ruined her Tough Man contest. They're just not getting the crowds they were. So she has, and I don't feel this way, there are other people who feel this way, that she has made it her mission to run MMA out of the state of Arkansas. And I have said on more than one occasion that if she does not want to deal with MMA in the state of Arkansas, I personally know two independent sanctioning organizations that would be more than happy to come to Arkansas and be the official sanctioning bodies for MMA events. And these sanctioning bodies, they run their stuff good. Suspensions and everything. These people don't play. They're run by people who have either been fighters or trainers or whatever. So these people know what they're doing. So anyway, we are starting a petition to have Lydia Roberts removed from office. So we're going to talk about this more next week. And we're going to set up a show where fighters, managers, promoters, whoever want to call in can call in, and we're going to talk about this really in depth. And I'm excited about being able to do this show, because, you know, I know three promotions personally that have either closed down or moved out of the state of Arkansas so they don't have to deal with Lydia Robertson. So we want to work on bringing it back to the state of Arkansas and not having to deal with Lydia Roberts' BS. And I'm not afraid to talk about it. And if they want to, you know, I'm just a ring announcer. And if they want to suspend me, that's fine. Ladies and gentlemen, have a great weekend. We will be back Monday night, so we will talk to you then. right here on the Greg Squirrel Show. Thank you. Good night.